Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny and very troubled planet. And as usual, we are fortunate to have the guidance of astronomer Christopher Phillips. And wouldn't you know, we've got him on the line too. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, keep your eyes to the skies for Jupiter and Saturn, which can be seen in the west until they set at around 9:30. Mars is also visible in the south until it sets in the early morning. The moon this week is almost full, and so spotting meteors, satellites, and other faint objects is going to be very difficult.
And one of the fabled devices in that realm is actually heading for retirement, I guess you could say, in one form or another, and you've got an update on the situation in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, sad news this week as we bid farewell to an astronomical giant, the Arecibo Radio Telescope in Puerto Rico. The National Science Foundation has decided to decommission the giant radio dish after storm damage and entropy have taken their toll. With the dish deemed too unsafe to repair, there is no choice but to close the facility for good. This brings to a close an illustrious scientific career spanning almost 60 years.
What kind of damage has this thing received?
Well, the main blow came in 2017 with Hurricane Maria as it swept through, followed by major earthquakes in 2019 and 2020. Following this, several high-tension cables that support the science platform above the dish began to fail.
So that means the whole structure becomes questionable.
Indeed. For major observatories, safety of personnel and public visitors is paramount. Astronomical observatories are amongst some of the most safety-conscious scientific facilities in the world, and so structural damage such as this that was seen at Arecibo is taken very seriously indeed.
They're going to turn it into a big skate park? What are they going to do with that thing?
Well, it will be dismantled and the site eventually reclaimed by Mother Nature.
That's a famous place. It's been used in films and stuff.
It is indeed. It's an iconic observatory. But we shan't lament its loss too much because we have a successor in the form of the Square Kilometer Array, which will be coming online later in the decade. And that will pick up the scientific endeavor that Arecibo championed back in the day.
Very good. Well, that'll be something we can look forward to in the future, and we know you'll tell us about it. Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence, and we'll catch you next week for Stargazer, and you can catch Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.